This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Milton. To a threatening soundtrack of air raid sirens and booming artillery, civilians in Ukraine are fleeing towns and cities in the east as Russian forces advance. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The evacuation process is painstaking, physically arduous, and fraught with emotion. Many of the evacuees are elderly, ill, or have serious mobility problems, meaning volunteers have to bundle them into soft stretchers and slowly negotiate their way through narrow corridors and down flights of stairs and then into transportation. Fighting has raged north of the town of Bakhmut as Russia intensifies efforts to seize key eastern cities like Severodonetsk. In Bakhmut, only around 30,000 people remain from a pre-war population of 85,000. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Russia asserted Saturday that its troops and separatist fighters had captured a key railway junction in eastern Ukraine, the second small city to fall to Moscow's forces this week as they fought to seize all of the country's contested Donbas region. A Russian defense ministry spokesman said the city of Lyman had been completely liberated by a joint force of Russian soldiers and the Kremlin-backed separatists who've waged war in the eastern region bordering Russia for 8 years. Lyman had a population of 20,000 before Russia invaded Ukraine on February 24th. French President Emmanuel Macron and German Chancellor Olaf Scholz spoke in a phone conversation with Russia's Vladimir Putin on Saturday, asking him to release the 2,500 Ukrainian fighters who were holed up inside the Azovstal steel plant in Mariupol and later taken prisoner by Russia. This is VOA News.